They did a Sesame Street thing.
Oh, like, really?
Elmo was like, you know, in the face of this baby, and he says, "Thank you, baby."
Yeah.
And they beeped out the THAN. So it's like, "Thank you, baby." And
so says, that's good. I like that.
And so I wrote this code. I thought that maybe, and then it would be a fun thing to do at PDC, and you know, people. I found out that unless you're like really good at it, and you like go look at the sound wave and like pick the right, you know, whatever, it's not that funny. It's just like, it's just people talking and then a beep, you know. Like,
by the way, we are running here. We're rolling. So why don't we just kind of ease on into the show here?
Yeah.
Steve, while we're talking
a little bit, can you dial 10 minutes on the timer?
Yes.
Look at that. He knows the 30-minute rule back to 10.
Yeah.
I only have one thing to say to you.
What do you have? One thing to say to me before PDC?
That's it. PDC's almost here. It's almost over.
Exactly.
No, we're super close.
Yep, very close.
5 days away or so. Mm-hmm. But there is one more exciting thing to do here in Redmond before we go down to Los Angeles.
And?
That's our live show on Friday.
Live show. We're not live now? Is that what you're saying?
This is recorded. Because we didn't know what Steve was going to say, and so we had to like be in a controlled environment.
You need the audio delay so that you can type out anything that I said. Yep.
So it's when? This Friday?
The 13th.
Ooh.
At noon Pacific time.
Okay.
And we're going to take your questions live about the PDC.
I don't have any questions.
Neither do I.
We're going to take their questions
not
live.
Not anymore. Your questions. So send questions to hashtag CH9Live.
Excellent.
I got it right.
You got it right. That'll be fun. So live show will probably run a little longer just so we can address more questions. And we'll take any questions.
It could
be logistic questions like where should I do this or that or how do the shuttles work, that sort of stuff.
What's Mike's room number?
Yeah, I don't even know that yet. All right.
All right. So, Steve Marks.
Yes.
Can I just say, I see that 1 year later, you're still wearing the red shoes.
I am wearing the red shoes. Not that any of you can see that, but yes, I am.
Trust us.
I'm sticking with it.
The red shoes were kind of a big deal at PDC last year with the Azure team. Wasn't that your code name?
We were Red Dog, and so we got Red Dog shoes, and that's and we all wore them. And now we're Azure, which means blue, so they're completely inappropriate. But
that's the engineering and the marketing team talking to one another. I love it.
Right. Inappropriate never stopped me before, so we're good. Yeah. Right.
But you're back. You're going to come to the PDC. You have a couple of sessions. You're talking more about Azure. Here's my first question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Is there really anything that's that new or exciting?
No, we're actually just going to recap. we slapped a new version number on everything, and it's all the same. There's a lot of cool stuff, and unfortunately, there's a lot of stuff that I can't talk about, including one of my sessions. I can't even tell you what it's called.
Wow.
Until we get to one of the sessions. I can tell you what the other one's called, but I can't tell you much about it. And so the other one is called Building Advanced Applications with Windows Azure, which is sort of scary because then I have to seem like I can build advanced things.
So this isn't Hello World.
All I do is Hello World. I'm Mr. Hello World, but this time around I have to do some real serious stuff. And there I'm going to be showing all the cool new features and things. And so that's going to be sort of the code version of the new features. Mm-hmm. That's the let's get nerdy sort of session on.
So this is a whole hour, pretty deep. It sounds like you're going to skip the Hello World.
This is. If you don't already know the Hello World, don't come to my talk until you've gone to David Lempfer's talk, which is sort of the intro to building applications.
Mm-hmm.
And then here we're going to just go deeper. We're going to use some of the new features that I can't really talk about, but they're cool, and I've got what I think is a kind of cool demo to show, and so that's what I'm going
to
be doing.
But advanced, I'm guessing, will relate to things like scale, security. I mean, I'm just throwing some ideas out here, kinds of things.
It may relate to some of those things.
Wow.
It may.
You are a tease.
When the cameras are off, I'll talk about it.
But there's this other talk that you can say even less about.
That one I can say so much less about.
Nothing.
I can't even tell you at all about it. I can tell you that it's going to be, it's also going to be sort of demo. There's going to be some code, but it's really introducing functionality that didn't exist before, and that's why we can't say exactly what it is. It's a brand new thing. But that talk should also be, kind of geeky, kind of fun. Not quite as deep as this advanced talk, but still sort of, demo-y.
But it's new stuff. Yeah, I know people at PDC love the new stuff. They'll hear it in the keynote, it sounds like.
We're going to pleasantly surprise some people, right?
And then,
exactly.
After the keynote, we will reveal.
So after the keynote, we will reveal what this session is. And, and we have one other one that's also sort of embargoed until the keynote happens. I think people will be excited. It's stuff that may surprise people that's coming from us. So he's
a good demo guy.
Yes.
Good at explaining things.
I type really fast too. That's sort of
one of the challenges I have when I still talk to people is what is the cloud about? What does it even mean? Why would I even think about it? We've all got our own way of explaining it. I'd be very curious to hear how you would explain kind of cloud computing or or the Azure concept to someone who's new to the idea?
There are a few. I'm going to say just sort of from the developer perspective, because we're talking about PTC. So let's talk about the developer perspective. There are other aspects to this, like the business model and things like that. Mm-hmm. But from the developer perspective, I think what's cool about the cloud is I write my code on my laptop, I run it, I get it working, I test it, and then that's pretty much it. There's a cloud there that's waiting to receive my code and go run it at giant scale. I don't have to change anything. I don't have to go revisit my design decisions because now I program in a program model that works for that. And then I just go deploy and everything's sort of managed for me and done for me. And so it's the idea that you don't have to worry about all that deploying stuff and all the maintenance stuff, and you get to just write the code that you want to, add new features and things like that. And so for me, you know, for developers, the cloud, it's just about automating the rest of the stuff. It's, you know, you get to write the code, you do the thing that you care about. The rest gets automated. It's under your control, but you don't have to, you know, spend all the time clicking buttons.
The stuff I might talk to my kind of IT guy about,
sounds
like it's kind of handled with configuration.
Exactly. And your IT guy may be the one who's doing the configuration and the, you know, making decisions about what scale we're doing and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to. You don't have to collaborate on figuring out how the code works for that model and whatever. Once you've got the thing working, you can sort of hand that off and someone else can do those steps. And so it lets people sort of work together better too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so why would I mean, if I'm thinking about building an app, let's just say I'm an ISV, which is a large portion of our audience, people who build software to sell to other probably businesses in most cases. And I have an app that currently runs. I mean, what kinds of things are we seeing go to the cloud? I mean, you've worked with, I know, with some early adopters. You've seen what customers are doing.
Yep. I think we've seen, I'd say, like two broad categories of kind of what people are moving to the cloud, like especially in the world of ISVs, is they're moving things that have unpredictable scale. Or in fact, maybe unpredictable lifetimes. Like we're doing a promotion and it's going to last a month. Maybe we know that. Maybe we don't know. Maybe we're going to try something out. If it's not a popular app, it's kind of something we're going to turn off.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to go buy a bunch of servers in a data center somewhere and then be stuck with them, and you have that unpredictability in just how long you need them. You also have unpredictability in how many you need because, again, with a promotional thing, I don't know. Maybe this thing will go viral. That's the hope. And maybe we'll have millions of users hitting this. But maybe a couple thousand will hit it and the thing will sort of fizzle out. And so, again, you don't want to buy a data center full of servers when two servers would do.
Yep.
And so people are moving to the cloud because they see, you know, the ability to dynamically provision and scale and just make that decision on the fly. Just, wake up in the morning, look at some stats and go, you know what, we're going to have to do X and just go do it. Maybe even write code that does that automatically. And so people are moving, you know, largely for that reason. And the other reason that people are moving is just to get rid of infrastructure altogether. It's not necessarily that I don't know how many servers to buy or I just don't want servers. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't want an IT department, maybe, but I certainly don't want
maybe a
data center, you know. And there are a lot of companies, even ones who have data centers already, you know, who have on-premises data center, who just don't want to deal with it. It's not core to their business. It's not the thing they want to do. Mm-hmm. If they can move that somewhere else, you know, they will. And so we've seen a lot of people doing that too.
And one thing that we're doing at the PTC this year to kind of make that cloud concept more tangible is that we're actually going to have a CBOX container on site that people can go up, touch and feel, walk into actually. So we're trying to help people kind of bridge that. Like, what does that mean when having all my very secure, important data in the cloud? What does that actually mean? And they can get their hands around that.
Yeah, and that's important because we always do talk about, well, the cloud. You know, don't worry about it. It goes up into this cloud somewhere and you never get to see it or touch it or feel it. And this will be a cool way for people to walk up, take photos, interact. We have some folks who will be standing next to it. I'm sure you'll walk by there occasionally and just answer some questions about what people are seeing.
I learned over the past year that if you explain the cloud without talking about what it looks like, and what people get kind of lost. Mm-hmm. And so we've learned that one of the things we have to do is just say, hey, look, there's a data center, there's servers, there are virtual machines.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're getting even better. Now we're saying, here's what a piece of that data center looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Walk through it, look around, you can see the racks and see, you know, wiring and whatever. I don't even know really what it looks like.
Right.
And I think it's great to actually be able to go see it and just sort of get a model of kind of what's the physical nature of this thing. Because it's sort of, you know, it's nebulous, it's cloudy.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to go back to the app thing.
Yeah.
Because there's a couple models. One is if I'm running brand new cloud apps, of course, but a lot of our PTC developers probably already have existing apps and maybe they want to integrate. I mean, are there scenarios that you're seeing across?
Yeah, there are. There are a few things. I mean, you said the word integrate. There's both migration and there's, you know, integration.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be announcing some stuff at PTC that sort of speaks to migration in some more detail than we have.
Okay.
That just, you know, how people are going to take apps that they have and move them to the cloud. But there's a whole other, I mean, integration is big in the cloud. It's, I've got a system that works, I want to add a component, or I want to move this piece because that has some dynamic scale. So I'd like to put that in the cloud, but I'd like the rest to not be in the cloud. What can I do, and am I now punching holes in firewalls, and you know, do I have security that I have to worry about? Do I have, you know, a different deployment model and all that? That's an area we're definitely invested in, and really the .NET Service Bus is one of the key components. There are other pieces to this story, and in fact, one piece that we'll be talking about in the keynote at PDC on day one. But the Service Bus already does this sort of, you know, traverses NATs and firewalls, just gets through the networking side and lets you use certificates, say, to sort of do authentication, and you know that this piece that's running here and this piece that's running in the cloud, they're mine, and they're the only ones who can talk to each other, and they have that. So. So that's definitely a lot of people are doing that. I don't want to move the whole thing, but I've got a new piece. That makes a lot of sense in the cloud. It's also a good way to sort of dip your toe.
In the cloud.